Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Gold. All right, and here is Masechus Zvachim, Daf Yud Beis. The first parak, Kol Zvachim. This parak has been generously sponsored anonymously for Refuah Shleima for Alter Ben Zion Wolf Ben Zipporah, as well as for Yaakov Yosef Moshe Ben Ruchama Pesel Rivka. May they both have a Refuah Shleima. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan concludes that Ben Becerra holds that a Pesach Shechted on the morning of Erev Pesach is invalid, whether it was Shechted Lishmo or Shalo Lishmo. Rabbi Elbow objected forcefully that if so, no carbon Pesach should ever be valid. If he designated it that morning, Dachui Meikaruhu, it's rejected from the outset since it could not have been brought at all then and remains invalid in Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. If it was designated the day before when it would have been valid as a Shlamim, Nira V'nidchu, it was originally fit and then rejected and remains invalid. Three answers are given. Number one, it was designated after Chatzos and was always fit as a Pesach. Number two, even if it was designated that morning, Ein Mechuser Zman L'bo B'yom, there's no status of prematurity for a carbon which becomes fit later that day, although it's not actually fit when it was designated. And number three, even if it was designated the night before, Laila Ein Mechuser Zman, a designation at night, when it will be fit the next day, is not considered premature because a drush implies that an animal designated on its eighth night is valid, although it cannot be sacrificed until its eighth day. Point number two, Rabbi Zera observed that this challenge to Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of Ben Becerra's opinion indicates that Rabbi Yochanan holds Bali Chaim Nidchim, living creatures can be permanently rejected from the Mizbeach, which is Malchokas elsewhere. Rabbi Albo confirmed that this is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan said about an animal owned by partners that if one partner was makdish his half and then purchased the other half and was makdish it as well, kedushah in a kreva, it is hektish but cannot be brought as a carbon since when its first half was designated, it was not fit for sacrifice. Three principles emerge from this ruling. Number one, Bali Chaim Nidchin, living creatures can be permanently rejected from the Mizbeach. Number two, Dichui Miyakara Havi Dichui, a rejection from the outset of becoming hektish is considered a rejection. And number three, yesh dichui bedamim. There is a law of rejection even for something with only monetary kedusha, such as this animal, which was only partially hektish, even though it did not have kedushas of guf, physical sanctity. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan said that if one designated a chatas, the hemir das v'chazubo, then rebelled against his religion, but later repented, hoyo v'nidcha yidcha, since the carbon was rejected while he was a mumer, it remains rejected even after he repented. Similarly, Rabbi Yochanan ruled that if one designated a carbon, v'nishtata v'chaziv nishtapa, and he became insane, but later regained his sanity, since the carbon was disqualified while he was a shota, it remains disqualified even afterwards. This is a greater chiddush than a mumer, to dachin nafshi b'yadayim, where he actively pushed himself away, as opposed to a shota, who might have been comparable to someone sleeping, whose temporary inability to bring his carbon does not disqualify it. On the other hand, this latter case is in biyadu lachzor, not within his ability to recover, but a mumer, who was always capable of repenting, perhaps would not permanently disqualify the carbon. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan taught that both cases permanently disqualify it. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yochanan also said that if, after one designated a carbon, Beis Din mistakenly permitted chelev, exempting him from a carbon, and then retracted, his carbon is certainly disqualified permanently because this entire carbon itself was rejected, as opposed to a particular person. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rabbi Yochanan concludes that Ben Becerra holds that a Pesach shechted on the morning of Erev Pesach is invalid, whether it was shechted l'shmo or shelo l'shmo. Rabbi Albo objected forcefully that if so, no carbon Pesach should ever be valid. If he designated it that morning, dachui meikaruhu, it's rejected from the outset since it could not have been brought at all then and remains invalid in Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. If it was designated the day before when it would have been valid as a shlamim, nira v'nidchu, it was originally fit and then rejected and remains invalid. Three answers are given. Number one, it was designated after Chatzos and was always fit as a Pesach. Number two, even if it was designated that morning, Ein Mechuser Zman L'bo B'yom, there's no status of prematurity for a carbon which becomes fit later that day, although it's not actually fit when it was designated. And number three, even if it was designated the night before, Laila Ein Mechuser Zman, a designation at night, when it'll be fit the next day, is not considered premature because a drush implies that an animal designated on its eighth night is valid, although it cannot be sacrificed until its eighth day. Point number two, Rabbi Zera observed that this challenge to Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of Ben Becerra's opinion indicates that Rabbi Yochanan holds Bali Chaim Nidchim, living creatures can be permanently rejected from the Mizbeach, which is Malchokas elsewhere. Rabbi Abba confirmed that this is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan said about an animal owned by partners that if one partner was makdish his half and then purchased the other half and was makdish it as well, kedusha ve'ina kreva, it is hektish but cannot be brought as a carbon since when its first half was designated, it was not fit for sacrifice. Three principles emerge from this ruling. Number one, balei chayim nidchin, living creatures can be permanently rejected from the mizbeach. Number two, dichui miyikara havi dichui, a rejection from the outset of becoming hektish is considered a rejection. And number three, yesh dichui bedamim, there is a law of rejection even for something with only monetary kedusha, such as this animal which was only partially hektish, even though it did not have kedushas aguf, physical sanctity. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan said that if one designated a chatas, the hamer das v'chazubo, then rebelled against his religion, but later repented, hoyo v'nidche yidche, since the carbon was rejected while he was a mumer, it remains rejected even after he repented. Similarly, Rabbi Yochanan ruled that if one designated a carbon, v'nishtata v'chazub nishtapa, and he became insane, but later regained his sanity, since the carbon was disqualified while he was a shota, it remains disqualified even afterwards. This is a greater chiddush than a mumer to dachinafshe biyadayim, where he actively pushed himself away, as opposed to a shota, who might have been comparable to someone sleeping, whose temporary inability to bring his carbon does not disqualify it. On the other hand, this latter case is in biyadu lachzor, not within his ability to recover, but a mumer, who was always capable of repenting, perhaps would not permanently disqualify the carbon. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan taught that both cases permanently disqualify it. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yochanan also said that if, after one designated a carbon, Beis Din mistakenly permitted chelev, exempting him from a carbon, and then retracted, his carbon is certainly disqualified permanently because this entire carbon itself was rejected, as opposed to a particular person. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Yud Beis, and our standard Siman is 12 brothers. 12 brothers. So here goes. While some of the 12 brothers designated a carbon Pesach the night before Yantiv, which isn't a problem since Laila Lav Mechuser Zman, other brothers were playing the Balei Chaim Nidchim game, recalling the three main principles, as two brothers dressed up as Amumra and Shota argued over who had a greater Chiddush by Dichui. Once again, it's a motion. While some of the 12 brothers, that must move around Daf Yud Beis. While some of the 12 brothers designated a carbon Pesach the night before Yantiv, which isn't a problem since Laila Lav Mechuser Zman, which reminds us, even if a carbon Pesach was designated the night before Laila in Mechuser Zman, a designation at night, when it would be fit the next day, is not considered premature because a drush implies that an animal designated on its eighth night is valid, although it cannot be sacrificed until its eighth day. So, while some of the 12 brothers designated a carbon Pesach the night before Yantiv, which isn't a problem since Laila Lav Mechuser Zman, other brothers were playing the Balei Chaim Nidchim game, recalling the three main principles, which reminds us what Rabbi Yochanan said about an animal owned by partners, that if one partner was makdish his half, and then purchased the other half and was makdish it as well, kedusha ve'ena kreva, it is hektish but cannot be brought as a carbon, since when its first half was designated, it was not fit for sacrifice. Three principles emerge from this ruling. Number one, Balei Chaim Nidchim, living creatures can be permanently rejected from the Mizbeach. Number two, Dichui Mi'ikara Habidich, a rejection from the outset of becoming hektish is considered a rejection. Number three, yesh dichui bedamim. There is a law of rejection even for something with only monetary kedusha, such as this animal, which is only partially hektish, even though it did not have kedushas aguf, physical sanctity. So, while some of the 12 brothers designated a carbon Pesach the night before Yantiv, which isn't a problem since Laila Lav Mechuser Zman, other brothers were playing the Balei Chaim Nidchim game, recalling the three main principles, as two brothers dressed up as a mumer and shota argued over who had a greater chiddush by Dichui, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that if one designated a chatas, v'hemir das v'chazer bo, then rebelled against his religion, but later repented, hoyo v'nidche yidche, since the carbon was rejected while he was a mumer, it remains rejected even after he repented. Similarly, Rabbi Yochanan ruled that if one designated a carbon, v'nishtata v'chazer nishtapa, and he became insane but later regained his sanity, since the carbon was disqualified while he was a shota, it remains disqualified even afterwards. The Gemara presents the chiddush for each ruling. So once again, while some of the 12 brothers designated a carbon Pesach the night before Yantiv, which isn't a problem since Laila Lav Mechuser Zman, other brothers were playing the Balei Chaim Nidchim game, recalling the three main principles, as two brothers dressed up as a mumer and shota argued over who had a greater chiddush by Dichui. All right, so now it's time for four blot ba'chazara. Daf Ches. So the siman Daf Ches is Challah. So here goes. The baker who baked a huge challah. Challah? Baker? That must be more on Daf Ches. The baker baked a huge challah in the shape of a chatas with psukim attached that teach that each avoda must be done lishma, which reminds us, Gemara brings the sources that each avoda of a chatas must be done lishma. So the baker baked a huge challah in the shape of a chatas with psukim attached that teach that each avoda must be done lishma, with a source for la'akev in the carbon's mouth, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source for la'akev that any chatas sacrifice shalo lishma is pasul. So the baker who baked a huge challah in the shape of a chatas with psukim attached that teach that each avoda must be done lishma, with a source for la'akev in the carbon's mouth, decided there was no problem giving a chametz de challah to a customer who shechted the carbon Pesach, since it wasn't erev Pesach and the carbon became a shlamim, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if a Pesach is brought bizmano in its time, erev Pesach, it's valid if it's brought lishmo and disqualified if it's brought shelo lishmo. During the rest of the year, the laws were reversed. It's disqualified if it's brought lishmo because a Pesach cannot be brought then, and valid if it's brought shelo lishmo. Shmuel's father said this last law is derived from the pasuk v'imin atzon karbono zevach shlamim l'Hashem, and if from the flock is his offering for a shlamim sacrifice for Hashem, teaching davar haba min atzon yehi l'zevach shlamim. Something which comes from the flock, a Pesach, becomes a shlamim sacrifice. Since a Pesach during its time is invalidated if it was shechted shelo lishmo, this Pesach must refer to a Pesach shechted during the year, teaching that if it is offered shelo lishmo, it is valid as a shlamim. Daf Tes. So the Simur Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. When the three little lambs, who were all disqualified Pesachim turned shlamim, came in carrying teapots, that must be on Daf Tes. When the three little lambs, who were all disqualified Pesachim turned shlamim, came in carrying teapots, which reminds us, Gemara discusses why there are three different sources that a Korban Pesach is treated as a shlamim. So when the three little lambs, who were all disqualified Pesachim turned shlamim, came in carrying teapots, the Kohen was reminded of the tea served in the Mishkan's inauguration and shechted a chatas for the sake of a chatas nachshon, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what is the intention of one bringing a chatas nachshon. So when the three little lambs, who were all disqualified Pesachim turned shlamim, came in carrying teapots, the Kohen was reminded the tea served at the Mishkan's inauguration and shechted a chatas for the sake of a chatas nachshon, which confused his fellow Kohen, who then shechted a chatas chelev for the sake of tumas mikdash ukadosha, which reminds us, Rava asks, what if a chatas chelev was shechted for the sake of a chatas of tumas mikdash ukadosha? Is it a similar chatas since it is likewise brought for a karas violation, or is it different since it's not kavua, it's not fixed, since a poor person brings birds or flour? Daf Yud. So the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. At the annual minion of Yidden, that must be more on Daf Yud. At the annual Minyan of Yidden Avoda Awareness Day, one member in a Lashma demonstration did Shechit Lashma with intent to do Zrika Shelo Lashma and was posel the carbon, which reminds us, on the previous daf, Amoraim discussed Shechat Lashma Lizrok Dama Shelo Lashma. If one shechted a chatas for its own sake, with the intent to throw its blood, not for its own sake, Rabbi Yochanan says the carbon is possible because Machashim Ma'avoda Avoda, one is able to have intent from one Avoda to another Avoda. He holds we derive from pigo, where a carbon shechted with the intent to do zrika the next day immediately becomes pigo. Reish Lakish says the carbon remains valid because his intent during one avoda about another does not impact the carbon. So at the annual Minyan of Yidden Avoda Awareness Day, one member in a Lashma demonstration did shechita Lashma with intent to do zrika shelo Lashma and was posel the carbon, while the rabbi brought an ashim which he said was posel and brought shelo Lashma since it atones for sins, like a chatas, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer said that just as a chatas, which comes to atone for sins, is pasul when shechted shelo lishma, so is an ashim, which also comes to atone for sins. Rabbi Eliezer explains that the pasuk says, kachatas ka'asham, as the chatas, so the ashim. This hekesh teaches that just as the chatas is pasul when it's offered shelo lishma, so to an ashim is pasul when it's offered shelo lishma. So at the annual Minyan of Yidden Avoda Awareness Day, one member in a Lashma demonstration did Shechita Lashma with intent to do Zrika Shelo Lashma and was posel the carbon, while the rabbi brought an ashim which he said was posel and brought Shelo Lashma since it atones for sins, like a chatas, and stood it below the chutas sikra on a model mizbeach where its blood is thrown, unlike a chatas whose blood is thrown above it, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source that the blood of an Ashim is not applied to Lamala. The Gemara darshans Hakona Mechata Osa. The Kohen throws it, referring to the blood, teaching Osa Dama Lama. It, referring to the Chatas' blood, is applied above. Vein Damo Shalacher Lama, but the blood of another carbon is not applied above. Daf Yud Aleph. So the Simur Daf Yud Aleph is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Kohen took blood from a chattis into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl. Star-shaped bowl? That must be on Daf Yud Aleph. Stars. The Kohen took blood from a chattis into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl, making it possible, which reminds us, in a Mishnah Rabbi Akiva says, called Dam Sheniknasu Heichol Chaper Psulim, all Karbanos whose blood entered the Heichol are invalid. The Chami say this only applies to a Chattas, and Rabbi Yezir says it applies to an Asham as well, based on the Hekesh he makes between a Chattas and an Asham. So the Kohen took blood from a Chattas into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl, making it possible. Walking next to the Kohen who brought two minchas in star-shaped bowls, one like a chattas and one like an asham, which reminds us, a pasuk says that a mincha is kachattas u'kaasham, like a chattas and like an asham. Rabbi Shimon interprets this to teach that one type of mincha is like a chattas and another is like an asham. A mincha's chota, a sinner's mincha, is like a chattas, therefore, if the kamitza was performed shelo l'shma, it's invalid. A mincha's nadava, a donated mincha, is like an asham and so remains valid even if its kamitza was shelo l'shma. So the Kohen took blood from a chattas into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl, making a puzzle. Walking next to the Kohen who brought two minchas in star-shaped bowls, one like a chattas and one like an asham, through little stars of the Kohen shechting a Pesach shelo l'shma in the morning of Erev Pesach because Ben Becerra holds it is possible, which reminds us, Ben Becerra holds even a Pesach Shelo Shmo on the morning of Erev Pesach is possible. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn the source of the blood of an Ashim is not applied to a mala above the Chutta Sikra? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss a case where one shechted a Chattas Shma with the intent to do Zrika Shelo Shma, and we have Machok's whether Machashvin Ma'avoda Lavoda? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you learn about temporary dichui of a carbon, such as in the case of a mumer and shota? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you learn the sources that each avoda of a chatas must be done l'shma? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we mokokas if yesh balim lachar misa? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number 6. Which daf to discuss what the meaning is of the pasuk that says that a mincha is like a chattas and an asham? That's on daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn three principles of dichui? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that a carbon pesach during the year brought shelo l'shmo is a shlamim? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you learn how carbon pesach is valid according to Ben Becerra? We learn Laila Ein Mechuser Zman. That's on daf Yud Beis. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you learn the source for La'akev that any chata sacrificed shelo l'shma is pasul? That's on daf Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.